I've recently been spending far more time than necessary in my local library. It's relaxed with a nice atmosphere and a good selection of books I need for studying, but I have to admit the real reason I go there is one of the librarians. I noticed her a few weeks earlier, and ever since my visits have become more regular. Even when I have the books I need at home, I still go there to read them. She's very petite, barely 5 feet tall, with light brown skin, short dark hair and brown eyes. Although she dresses very conservatively, usually in dark dress pants with a nice blouse or shirt, I can still detect the sexy curves hidden beneath her outfit, especially when she's bending over or stretching to put books back up on the higher shelves. As much as I love watching her bend and stretch, the highlight of my visits are when she's behind a desk and I notice her biting her bottom lip. It seems to be a subconscious thing that she only does occasionally. Oh, but when she does, it makes me so hard beneath the table. I can't stand up for half an hour until the bulge in my trousers subsides. She seems very quiet and demure, even wears red-framed glasses, but this only adds to her sex appeal. I always make sure to take a few books out before going home to get the chance to speak to her. She has a sweet and gentle, yet extremely sexy voice that has the same effect on me as her lip biting, so that I have to leave almost as soon as she speaks. I make excuses that I'm late for some imaginary appointment, but really I just want to rush home and masturbate thinking about her. I thought this infatuation might have run its course by now, but instead I just find myself going there more and more often to spend time watching her. So here I am again. It's a dull, rainy winter afternoon, and I seem to have picked an especially boring book today, which I make the mistake of trying to read while she's out of sight behind some shelves. With my elbows on the table, my head rests in my hands, and I feel my eyelids getting heavier. Suddenly I jolt awake, just in time to hear the second and she's standing next to me there. It's dark outside and there doesn't seem to be anyone else around. I glance at the clock on the wall and it's just after 5 p.m. "Interesting book?" she asks with a grin. I laugh awkwardly as I'm just realising I've woken up with a bad case of morning, or rather evening in this case, wood, and have a massive hard-on under the table. "Sorry, I need to close up, but you're welcome to take your book home, if you really want to," she adds, smiling. Maybe not. I actually wanted a similar one by a different author," I reply, trying to stall for time, hoping the boner will die down a bit before I have to stand up. "Well, I can check the system for you quickly if you like," she offers helpfully. "That'd be great," I gush, genuinely grateful as it will hopefully give me the distraction I need to get up unnoticed. She turns around and walks back to the desk, and I can't help but follow her with my eyes as she walks away, which doesn't do much to make my situation any better. Luckily I have my backpack there and I grab it and slide out from behind the table, holding it in front of me to cover my crotch as I move over to her desk. She flicks a row of switches behind the counter, and the soft pool of light from a desk lamp and the glow of the computer screen are the only illumination left. She scans the screen looking for my book, and now I'm safe. I can't resist pressing my hardness against the front of the wooden counter as I watch her. "I don't seem to be having any luck," she says apologetically. "Maybe you can come and take a look yourself." I should really refuse, as my erect cock is getting harder to conceal by the second, but I can't resist the urge to get close to her, so I walk behind the counter, still using my pack to cover myself. Still not fully awake and in the darkness, I have to lean in close to see the tiny writing on the screen, until my face is just behind hers, mere inches between our cheeks. We stay like this for what seems an age, the rain drumming hard on the window, and I can almost swear I can hear our breathing echo in the quiet, empty building. I start to worry the silence is becoming noticeable, and I panic and rush to point at the first title that looks vaguely correct, making me drop my pack. It falls with a loud bang, and she instinctively turns around in her chair and comes almost eye to eye with my massive erection. Oh shit, oh god, oh I'm so sorry, I blurt out, simultaneously trying to apologise for dropping the bag and the obvious bulge in my pants. That's okay, she purrs, as she turns back to the screen. I'm not even sure which apology she's accepted, until I feel her hand reach back and rest on my crotch. I gasp in surprise and pleasure as she starts to rub up and down my length through my trousers. Did you think I hadn't noticed you watching me, she says, biting her lip so sexily it makes me moan out loud. Our eyes lock, and the way she looks at me over the top of her glasses, I instantly have to kiss her deeply and passionately. Our lips press together, tongues dancing as my hands run through her short dark hair. I can feel her small fingers desperately plucking at the button and zip of my trousers before sliding them into my boxers and wrapping them around my hard, hot cock. Oh, her touch drives me wild. I lean down and bury my mouth into her neck, kissing, licking and biting. Still seated, she swivels in her chair and pulls me free. She looks up at me questioningly over her glasses as if waiting for permission. Oh, fuck, yes, please, I gasp eagerly. And she slips the tip between her lips and starts to lick and suck me. It feels so fucking good, and I stroke her face and hair as she expertly wanks me off into her sexy mouth. I can't believe my luck as I watch my petite little librarian looking up at me as she takes as much of my throbbing cock into her mouth as she can. I find myself drifting off into ecstasy and could easily come right now. But I wanted her so badly, for so long, I want to make this last. Reluctantly, I pull back and even have to hold her shoulders to stop her hungry mouth following as I take it away from her. I take her small hands in mine and lift her from her seat. I'm about a foot taller standing next to her, and it makes me feel very protective and extremely aroused all at once. I roll the chair aside and gently turn her around so she's leaning over a counter. Moving close behind her, my lips and tongue return to her neck as my hands start to unbutton her top. Her breasts are firm and round, but I can still cup them easily in my large hands. I can feel she has a silky bra with lace edging and her nipples are already rock hard and pressing against it. I realise I'm grinding against her from behind like a dog in heat, and conscious of getting stains on her smart dark pants, I reach around her waist and unbutton them. Sliding them down, I get the first glimpse of her underwear. Oh, it's red and silky with black edging, black lacy edging. Looks so fucking hot against her light brown skin. I can't help but lean in and kiss her bum and breathe in her scent as I slide her trousers down to her ankles. My hands stroke gently up and down her legs and thighs and she moans and quivers, my tongue following my hands and licking up and down them, edging closer to the sexy panties where I already see a patch of wetness forming. Do it, please. I need to feel you touch me, taste me, lick me, she moans, reading my mind. Without answering, I run my tongue gently between her lips, over the panties. Feeling a tremble stirs my passion, and I slide my hand inside them and cup her mound. She's so wet, and I can feel the heat from inside her, as I massage her wet pussy before bringing my fingers out to taste her. She tastes as good as she looks, and I want a drink from the source. Holding the crotch of her panties aside, I move my mouth in and plunge my tongue inside her. My mouth goes crazy and I can't help myself. I lick her frantically, only pausing to push my long tongue as deep inside her as it will go, my hair and face brushing against her soft-ass cheeks. Her moans and words echo around the empty library as she encourages me on, making me eat a sweet cunt even more enthusiastically. She's so fucking wet. I can tell she's getting close. But then she suddenly stands up, and this time I'm the one left sucking on fresh air. Slowly she steps out of the pants and finishes unbuttoning her shirt so I can see her red and black bra matches her panties. So this is what you've been hiding under that quiet exterior, I say, referring both to her naughty underwear and rampant sexuality. I need you inside me now, she announces, hopping up on the desk and facing me. Do you want to fuck your naughty little librarian right here on the counter? She asks, already knowing the answer. She spreads her legs, pulling the panties aside and offering me the wonderful sight of a pink wet cunt framed against her dusky skin. It's a sight I never want to forget, and almost forget myself as I stare at her on the desk ready and waiting for me. God, you're so fucking sexy, I exclaim, and slowly move between her legs. The countertop is the perfect height and my cock is pointing straight at her entrance as I inch it towards her. She's so petite and I'm so hard, I rub the cock head over her first to make sure I'm well lubricated to enter her, but also because it feels so fucking good. Oh, we both watch as I do so, desperate yet enjoying the delay. She reaches down with one hand, which doesn't even cover half of it, and deftly guides me into her. I carefully ease in. You're so fucking tight. And it's so hot in there. It takes all my self-control not to come instantly. But slowly I ease in deeper. Her gasps and moans accompanying every inch until I'm deep inside her. After giving her a moment to adjust, I start to move in and out, slowly at first, feeling a stretch to accommodate my thickness but still gripping me so very tightly. We move together as I start to fuck her, loving the sight of it sliding in and out of her sweet wet cunt, getting ever more frantic as our desire builds. Oh, she begs me to fuck her. And I do. Oh, it's so hard. And I'm watching it slide in and out. My sexy little librarian on the counter. My cock going in and out of her. It looks so fucking good. And I pump her good and hard. She's so wet. All our noises echo around the empty library. Oh, God. She's so fucking hot and so tight. I can hardly hold on. I want her so badly. She wants it too, and she begs me to fuck her constantly as it slides in and out, faster and faster. Oh, I feel her cunt start to twitch on me, grabbing my cock, holding me tight inside her as I fuck. Oh, my little librarian, you're so fucking sexy, I say. Oh, come on, my cock. Come on, my cock, I beg, and she moans and writhes as I fuck her deep. Yes, yes, do it, baby. I feel her juices flow onto my hard cock. It triggers my own orgasm. Oh, but I have plans. I want to see my cum on her little belly and on her panties and all over that dusky pussy. Oh, I pull my cock out. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming for you, my sexy little librarian. Oh, and I shoot my hot white spunk all over her sweet little panties. Oh, and her belly. Oh, God. Oh, so good. Yes.